The windows at Grindy's Diner are covered in patriotic paintings. The Statue of Liberty, a bald eagle, the Liberty Bell. Grindy's has been a fixture in Mountain Home since 1985. Sisters Sharon and Sandy run the family business for their parents. And everyone comes here to eat and to talk, like Justin Shackelford and his wife Meredith. She plans to vote for Mitt Romney.
Why Mitt Romney?
Because I don't want to vote for Obama. I don't know. I don't like his views on things.
The young couple sits in one of the red vinyl booths. Meredith is still new to town. She moved to Mountain Home 2 months ago to be with her husband. She hasn't kept up much on politics.
I don't stay in the political views too much, so I leave that up to my husband.
Justin Shackelford is a crew chief on some of the planes at Mountain Home Air Force Base and has been stationed here about a year. He plans to vote absentee from his native Tennessee for Mitt Romney.
A lot of people say the lesser of the two evils. I don't totally agree with everything he's about. He's more the conservative of the two, and as far as his issues on abortion and health care and gun control, he's more conservative in that aspect than President Obama.
Shackelford says when it comes to Romney, it's hard to identify with a millionaire who he calls out of touch. But he still identifies more with Romney's politics than Obama's. He knows people in the military that will vote for Obama, but he believes they're the minority.
The military is typically conservative Republican, that kind of person. They're the more straightforward, which, you can see it's changing with Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal and stuff like that, but typically it's your conservative Republican type person, That's always been the military, so.
Active and retired military come to Grindy's all the time. Case in point, an elderly gentleman walks through the front door and claims a bar stool at the counter. Without a word, a waitress slides an oversized coffee mug his way. On the side of the mug is the label Mr. D. This is Aaron DiCello, retired Air Force. He's 73 years old.
If I knew I was going to live that long, I'd take better care of my body, I think.
When his wife passed away a few years ago, the staff at Grindy's adopted him. He comes in every day for a snack. If he misses a day, someone at the diner will call him at home to make sure he's okay. DiCello spent 28 years in the military, including a stint at Mountain Home. He echoes Justin Shackelford when he says those in uniform tend to lean to the right.
As a military man, you seem to go more Republican. I don't know why. It just seemed like they were the ones that were taking care of us.
That was true for DiCello for the most part. He's never missed a presidential election, and he always voted Republican, with two exceptions, John F. Kennedy and Barack Obama.
And I vote for who I think is going to be best for the country. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat. I vote for whoever I feel, the one that moves me.
DiCello says when he listens to Obama, he can tell the president is speaking from the heart. That's why he voted for him 4 years ago. And he thinks Mitt Romney was also speaking from the heart when he said 47% of Americans don't pay income taxes.
You and I are in that 47% that he was talking about, not caring about. The people that are drawing retirement, people that are on Medicare, and that's who he's talking about. And we're not lazy. But that bothers me.
He plans to vote again for Obama.
Has everything he done while he's in office I've agreed with? No. I've disagreed with a bunch of his stuff. But I still think he would be better than the alternative that's being presented to us.
Before DiCello digs into his biscuits and gravy and scrambled eggs, he has one piece of advice on the election.
If you don't vote and you come up to me and you say, D, this guy is really bad. And I'm going to look at you and say, who did you vote for? I didn't vote. Then shut up. You got nothing coming.
With Frankie Barnhill, I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.